Well, we're still not dead by the tangerine with little hands, and you're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Let's Drink is an adult show. As well as beer, we can end up discussing all sorts of topics.
Like boobies.
Like boobies and politics and everything else. And we have been known in the past to use a few swear words. So if you don't like the word fuck, I'd turn it off now.
Yeah, we're trying not to say the C word, but occasionally it has been come out of one of our vulgar little mouths.
Coconut.
Yes.
Or Cameron, as in David Cameron.
Oh, boo.
Boo, yes, boo.
Yeah, but he's better than the new one, slightly.
Is that the way that you rate politics? Well, the old one was better than the new one, slightly.
Yeah.
And the new one's better than the old one.
You do the same with wives.
Do you?
Yeah.
And this week, wives do you get through?
I've had none yet, so I can't rate them. Anyway, this podcast is sponsored by Box Social Brewing, but we'll talk about them later.
Yeah.
So, should we get on with the first beer?
Yes, I don't know which one's the first beer.
The first beer is the Beavertown Hemorrhoids.
Oh, hemorrhoids. It's not a hemorrhoid. Beavertown is not giving people hemorrhoids. Let's make sure people know that Beavertown Brewery does not give hemorrhoids. Because maybe they want to sponsor
us. What does that say?
Humaloid.
Hemorrhoids.
No, there's no R in it. Or E. So this is Beavertown Humaloid Double IPA. It's in a 330ml can, and it's 8.7%, and it's got no price on it.
I got it from Pipstop.
You got it from Pipstop?
Yes. Cool. That we should do a shout out to, because we had a dinner party not that long ago, and I basically just emailed them and said, we did wines rather than beers, but I said, can you just do some pairings with us? And they came across, and they all seemed nice.
All the wines.
The wines, all really nice wines. They seem to go with them, but we're not that educated to know if they did or not.
Well,
they did seem
to. I would say that they did.
My palate seemed to go with them all. My palate didn't say, yuck, that's fucking awful. So that would be the case.
It wasn't like this wine completely opposes this food.
We should say happy New Year.
Oh, yeah, 2018.
Because it's now 2018 in the land of...
Internet. When we put this out.
Yeah.
So, it's beer.
Yeah, it's beer. It's...
I think your glass had crap in it, you know.
Right.
I think that crap is either on the outside or the inside.
Is the dishwasher not cleaning again? Can I have a look at yours? So I'm not.
You
want to
look at mine? Our audience is looking at their glass wondering if they've got feces in it. No, I think yours was fine.
I put everything through the dishwasher.
So it's a nice yellowy
the smell
kind of IPA.
The smell is a lot of sort of passion fruit, mango, that sort of smell.
Yeah, tropical.
But yeah, very, very tropical smells and things like that.
It's got a slightly cloudy look and it's got a really good taste.
See, I was expecting a load of bitter from, you know, from the smell and everything. I don't know why, but I was expecting... But there's no...
See, it says it's a double IPA. Some of the double IPAs we've had in the past have been a lot kind of more mellow flavours and kind of elongated.
This is
a lot... It feels slightly younger.
A lot of younger.
Well, no, but like... It's
a lot of them are quite aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, they're like a big... aggressive grizzly bear going, rah, rah. And I think this one maybe is a little cub just playing with a salmon going,
yeah, like an IPA and a half. You know, it's smaller than the
others. What percentage was that?
It's 8.7%.
So it is the one that you could really get, of us could really get wankered on.
Yes. Is that why there's a skeleton on the can and it is punching a load of hops and
it looks
like a little hop monster? So, I mean, it's quite a good depiction for the flavours.
So, first show of the first show of the new year.
Yep.
I've been lazy and not got anything to pair it with. So we are pairing this with air. Well, you can have it actually. I've got a box.
You're going to pair it with a box.
We are going to pair this, because we've got it in front of us, with milk chocolate butter biscuits.
Oh, thank you.
So these are the Tesco's.
They've got a little bolt on the top.
These are the Tesco's knockoffs of the biscuits that look like these.
They taste like knockoffs of the biscuits that look like these.
Yeah. But they're 50 pence and the others are £1.50.
Not quite as good, but adequate.
Are they a whole pound worse?
No. And I reckon you could buy probably two of these boxes and gorge on them, whereas the other ones you'd be like...
You could buy three of them and gorge on them for the same price. You know, it's called maths.
It's called maths. But you'd feel bad if you ate three boxes of the other ones.
It depends. You know, if you've just been dumped, you're allowed to eat three. If it's a Monday, you're allowed to eat three. If you're celebrating because it's a Friday or a Saturday...
Is this why you've got breasts?
These are relaxed pecs.
Relaxed pecs?
Yeah.
That relaxed things in through your jumper.
I'm trying to have the illusion of sexiness in case some lady...
Who are you trying to give this illusion to?
There might be a lady that loves craft beer, a nice lady, mm-hmm. and she might think my voice is very sexy,
uh-huh.
and she might email in. If you want to, sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Yeah, I'll quite happily send you a picture of Phil with his top off.
All applicants will be considered. Above maybe 40 and definitely over 18s.
Yeah, he's not going to...
But no children
should be... See, now you've said all applicants will be considered. Like, it makes you sound a bit weird. Because then you may have said... Over 18s. You should have said over 18s only first.
Yeah. But only over 18 should be listening to this podcast.
Why do podcasts not work for kids?
Well, you're not going to... If you were chatting up a lady in a bar and she was drinking beer, would you idea?
No.
But if she was drinking Ribena in the street, you should.
Yeah, it depends what time of night. I mean, if she's drinking Ribena in the street at 3 a.m, she's probably not under 18.
Have you ever seen anybody drinking Ribena at 3 a.m?
No, but...
So if you have ever drank Ribena at 3 a.m, email in. Sharks at email.
Don't bother
me. Sharks at email.
Yeah, or tweet us.
At Formal Shark. For the moment, yeah. That might change. But anyway.
This is really nice. It's quite a good biscuit pairing.
Oh, yeah. So where we put this on the board? Definitely better than Punk IPA.
Miles better. I'd say probably on par with J-Kid.
Yeah, what do we give that? 60...
65.
65?
Yeah.
Because right, so yeah, I've got J-Kid this in front of us. Which one do I go for?
I feel J-Kid tastes... It's a bit easier going.
I think.
But just if you really want that kind of tropical hot...
What percentage is J-Kid? Can we remember?
It's on the board. It is 6.1%, 6.3%.
So I'd probably go for J-Kid over this just because of the percentage is slightly lower, yeah. Isn't it?
Slightly.
You could. But I think, should we just give it the same? Just to give everything the same ever, so everything is exactly the same because we're so indecisive and we're such bad reviewers.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. People don't pay for this podcast, so we can...
But if you do want to help out... We will shortly have a merchandise page where you can buy tat, general tat. We'll have t-shirts, dodgily made key rings, dodgily made bottle openers.
And they won't be made by Chinese children?
No, they'll be made at me, under minimum wage.
Yeah, which, I mean, I think that's actually fair.
Our studio audience, all of the studio audience is holding it up and it looks like it's still intact.
Yeah. Is it bad crack that I needed a key ring for work the other day, so I just put a Formal Shark one on and gave the person the key?
No, that's good. That's advertising us.
But, so does that make us, like, economically and carbon friendly? Because you're making them and not, like, Chinese kids.
Yeah.
And like, it's fair to society.
Yeah, it's all economics.
All economics.
Yeah. Should we get on to the second beer?
Yeah.
I feel like I want the second beer.
You've got some sort of script you've looked at. And I was meant to look at it and just didn't bother.
Yeah, but I've moved on from that bit because I've worked out we drank that beer too quickly.
Did we drink it too quickly?
Yes, and that I want another beer in my hand when we discuss that.
Okay. Is that because he's such a pisshead?
Yep.
Okay, we'll be back after this ditty.
Beer number two. Be a number two.
I'm looking for the bottle opener.
Yep.
Which is the shot that our studio guests bought.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Still have it with its jacket on.
With its actual...
Are you going to do the reading anyway?
Yeah, I'll do the reading. So this is Wylam Brewery's Calyx Barley Wine, aged on Madeira Oak.
So they do a range of their beers now that they age in barrels. I think the ones when you go in the brewery when you go see gigs and shit.
Yeah.
Or you go to one of the beer festivals and you can see
the ones that age in there.
Yeah, because they have the little
See, I don't know whether they've got things in it. They're just pretending that they've got stuff.
But they've got the little bubbly things in.
Anyway, it is 12.4% and it's disco barrel aged. I don't know what disco barrel aged means.
There's a little disco in it.
Could be it.
You know.
Because, you know, do they not do discos every now and then
in
the Palace of Arts?
Them discotheques every so often.
You know about discotheques, don't you?
It's a really good place if you do want to go, the Palace of Arts, Wylands Brewery. They have, like, gigs and shit on, like, decent gigs as well. It's not just, like... We will just have to pause a minute because...
Somebody forgot his glass.
Professional as always.
Okay, after that brief intermission.
Yes, I went and got the...
Is it the same?
No, it's a different one.
Just looks...
No, that one is. I've checked it. It is clean.
It is clean.
I hope it's fucking clean anyway.
So we were talking about the Palace of Arts and it being a good place for gigs.
It's a really good place for gigs and stuff, so check it out. It's just nice going to sort of a decent gig and having...
Decent beer.
You know, the only problem was I'm sure that stage was too small. Too short.
Too low down. Yeah.
Because even me, and I had me Doc Martens on, because I'd come straight from work. Not that I was like some sort of racist.
Doc Martin. Well, you've got your hipster shoes on at the moment.
You hate every shoe I wear.
So that's because you go and bang on about your nice shoes. I've got nice shoes.
Yeah, did
Make
I even,
sure you get the nice shoes in the
did
movie.
Did I mention these shoes today at all?
No. Actually, yes, you did. You brought the shoes up because you were saying that were the wrong size.
Oh, right, yeah, but I didn't like...
With your hipster shoes?
Basically, use a shoe racist.
Shoe racist?
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with the race of the shoes.
Anyway, this is smelling like a barley wine.
Oh. It's got that brown colour with a bit of head very... It's not clear.
It's got a long line, but also... You can smell almost like a lambasticy sort of...
Is that a word? Is lambastic a word? You've used it twice now, and I'm not entirely sure it's a word.
Mr. Lambastic? Mr.
20 Fantastic. What? Mr. Bombastic. It's not lambastic.
I'm sure lambastic, like, there's a style called lambastic beer, I'm sure. I'm sure it's like the wild beers. You know, we might know this if we did a podcast about beer.
With a slight...
Other podcasts are available where they actually know about beer.
Yeah, just Google iTunes.
There's loads of them.
I want to say there's like a subtle toffee-ish flavour. Caramel. Not
the
flavour, smell. Yeah. Ooh. Treacly.
Yeah. So like a treacle with a tiny hop, but I think the hop character just dances on your tongue like a couple of
I would have said the roof of my mouth. Would have said the roof of my mouth, not my tongue.
It depends where you put the fucker.
Well, gravity would put it on your tongue. I'd say the dancing on the roof of my mouth.
We're definitely dancing. I'm a little party.
They are.
With little clogs on.
Uh-huh.
We're just a gentle one. They're gentle. They're not like proper like
they're not
banging
going,
away, but they're just like going do-do-do-do.
So they're not clubbing up there.
That's what I'd say about that. And yeah, and then there's like trickily sort of...
It's got that kind of thick... mouthfeel to it as well. Very nice,
definitely
very
on,
enjoyable.
Definitely on the sort of sweeter side.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd drink a bottle of that though.
No, I think 330ml as a bottle for one person is an awful lot. And the flavours, they're very complex, they're very thick and,
you know, I mean,
enjoyable.
I'm enjoying...
They last a long time in your mouth as well. It's not one of these that just disappears.
It's the only time you last a long time.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I've got to lower the tone for the new series.
Did we really?
Second episode of the series.
So you said, we're going to do the new series, we're going to have structure, and it's not going to be, you know, as stupid as what it was. We're going to be more us and not beer and boring and not ridiculous. And then he'd go and make an ejaculation joke.
No, you think it's an ejaculation joke. Oh. It could have just been about your timekeeping.
Really?
Yes.
My timekeeping.
Yes.
So what we're pairing this with?
We are pairing this with cornflakes.
Now, it's not any ordinary cornflakes. It is a variety pack.
It's a variety pack. And this variety pack has travelled the country on our road trip.
Wow.
Our movie that should be out sometime in the summer.
Yeah.
As long as our producer,
it may
editing guy, can be asked to do it. How much... you get? They could have that. They could have the box half the size, couldn't they?
Easily a third, to, you know, lose a third of the box.
You know, Kellogg's are the reason the world is getting warmer.
Yeah, yeah.
Solely because of this. If Kellogg's just halved it, so they're just little boxes, okay, you can't con us, but pandas would be happy.
Would they?
They would be. They'd be like,
pandas are happy anyway.
They'd be like, oh, Mr. Kellogg's, I love you.
Would they?
Yes, because... they wouldn't be squelching off.
Yeah.
You know, and the makeup wouldn't run.
Oh, no. So I read an article on the internet about cornflakes. It may or may not be true. Because they all taste the same, whether you get the Kellogg's and Tesco's cheapy ones. Mr. Kellogg's was looking at putting his signature on with a laser etching on each and individual one.
That sounds like
one.
Bullshit.
I mean, it sounds like shit. But also, it sounds like the ridiculous thing a big company would think about.
I've also heard, and again, it may be bullshit... that it was originally... cornflakes were originally invented to stop masturbation.
Well, how would that happen? You'd eat them instead of having a tug.
I don't know. Okay, Google. Were cornflakes made to stop masturbation? He was the leader of the anti-masturbation movement.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he invented them to stop masturbation. But that's not even a cornflake. That's like a bit of wood. Look at that one. That's not corn. That's like a bit of bloody fiberboard out of the factory. The ceiling's been falling in.
Yes, it's actually MDF. When I've tasted that...
that's not cornflake.
So we'll see if I stop masturbating tonight.
After you've had some cornflakes.
Yeah. Or MDF board.
You'd be screwed if you found cornflakes like arousing, wouldn't you then?
Should I tell you about me going clubbing?
Go on then.
So...
see, only because it's on the script and you wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, but I don't know. So we've got to explain where we live. We live in the middle of Norway. Well, we live in a small industrial town where...
there's no industry.
There's no industry now, but there was back in the day. And the culture is, you know, they think EastEnders is high culture, don't they?
The culture is very, yeah.
And to be honest, I've never been clubbing because it's never appealed, but it was works night out, so I thought I'd, like, go along.
Bearing in mind, this isn't a club in, like, a city where it's a proper club.
No.
It's a club.
So basically the club, the first club I went into was like Biker Grove with a bar. I was expecting sort of Jeff to come up and sort of like round us all up to go and play, I don't know, softball or something, handball or something.
That horribly dates us. It's like Biker Grove but with a bar. What if people are listening who don't even know what Biker Grove is?
Well, they should research it.
Biker Grove.
Oh, my eyes like pet. My eyes, pet, it's growing blind. I'm blind like pet. Can you guess that scene?
Did he get jizz in his eyes?
No, it was...
it's like Biker Grove porn.
It was where PJ or Duncan, a.k.a. Ant and Deck and Rehab.
Ant and Deck and Rehab, it's Rehab to their third friend.
Yeah, it is now. got paintball in his eyes. He was like, are you man like how pet Hinny?
I'll bet any.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had a horrible thought about Rehab and not worth mentioning on podcast.
Yes, we'll not do that. So I'm going to stop my talking about the club because I think, but basically, it was rather shit. The other one was like Sports Direct.
Does Sports Direct have a bar?
Well, everybody
did
in
just
it.
Just accidentally walk into a concert.
Everybody Direct? In it was like all in the Sports Direct thing. I think they had an trainers only policy.
Uniform or just like clothes from Sports
like,
Direct?
Clothes from oh, Sports just, Direct.
You know what? I'll wear their uniform for the fun.
They didn't. No.
Look
up. It was just cause... like all these people socially awkwardly. You could tell by looking at them that they were wanting to talk to... The women wanted to talk to the men and the men wanted to talk to the women, but they were too scared to. And then the third group of people that had obviously bore children that were just going out for the crack to relive their youth. And you're just like...
What kind of voices are you doing?
Northeastern voices.
Northeastern voices.
Yes.
Like, Hooper, come here.
Like, Hooper, come here. I've got a pint of Tennent's and I'm going to beat you.
I mean, people may not beat the wives on Tennent's. Again, we've
or
got
brown ale. I should have been more like
yeah.
local, shouldn't I?
Yeah, not.
Hey,
not.
I got me brown ale, like hoo-hinny.
From Tadcaster.
From, like, now Tadcaster. It doesn't taste of the teen anymore. The tiny one.
The teen. Just been down pit.
I've been down the pit.
We don't have any pits.
Now they're going to be opening one soon. It was on like that Look North programme.
That Look North, again, really, really regionalised.
No, because it's Look North from like M25 upwards. It's like Look North, Look North, Look North. Oh. It just got different women on it.
And
different men on it.
It's not London, therefore it's North.
Yeah, it's like, and everybody's like, oh yeah, I live in the North. No, to truly live in the North, you've got to be spitting distance from that wall thing.
Adrian's Wall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what about the people that, you know, live on it? Are they north or are they literally on the
They can choose if they want to be Scottish or not. I'd probably choose to be Scottish.
Okay.
But then you get free prescriptions.
Yeah. Apart from the borders, like, something like 30, 40 mile above that.
Well, the Scottish should come down and for their freedom and stuff and bear their arses and get it back.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a geography lesson.
Have we put this on the board yet?
No.
No. Right.
See, it's got elegance.
But I wouldn't necessarily buy it often.
And I'd probably pick it up to have a bottle in for a nice night in when I'm with you. You know, when we're cuddling up watching a film. Yeah.
What, you mean we have to have the candles and everything?
Yeah, when we're watching a nice film or if we're having a bath together.
Because we're like Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Or Morton and Wise.
Apart from the less funny.
Well, yes. And our breakfast routine just is more like, fuck, I want some coffee.
Yeah.
Rather than...
So, I want to rate it a little bit higher than the last one.
Really?
But, I don't know. Because I think, actually, the flavours, the taste and everything is that elegance that you... But is it because it is that kind of beer and I'm expecting that? Mm. And it's just generic for that?
It's certainly... It's not... The flavour profile isn't ones that you're getting like hundreds of. Like, you know what I mean? You're not going, oh, I'm bored of this flavour profile.
But it's whether it's worthy of that rating.
Yeah.
Because you have a barley wine and generally you get that elegance.
What about 60, 61?
Is it going downwards? Yeah.
No.
Because we gave the last one 65.
All right, yeah. 66 then. I was going to give it 1 point more than the last
one. 1 point more.
I was going to go with you.
It's whether the flavours are worth that or if that type of...
I'm trying to remember how much it was
and
I'm sure it wasn't a cheap drink then.
I don't think it was.
Man, about the five amount. It was probably about the same as the last one.
65 or 66. You just done one at 65. Oh, price.
Oh, I'm not doing another one at 65.
No, can't have them all at 65.
It's either 61.
No, I didn't do 65, like.
That's your choice. I'm not having all of them at 65.
You wouldn't even know what 65 is.
So I'll let you choose.
Wife wouldn't let me do
that. I'm
going to
be kind for once and let you choose.
Ah, yeah, I'll have 66 then.
Right.
There we go.
We'll pause that then. Right, you will bang on.
Beer number three.
Yes, and it's a Northern Alchemy one. That we always have the same sort of...
Can you read that from that far?
That we always have the same sort of caveat with the Northern Alchemy is they do some great beers, but they tend to be, like, sometimes loved or hated.
oh, sweet, we can buy some more of these. It comes in a bag and then it's unlabeled underneath. So yeah.
I quite like the labelling of it because it comes in basically a brown paper bag.
Apart from it's white paper on the inside.
Yeah, so it's just printed.
Yeah.
If you'd done that better, I could have like wrapped presents in it for Christmas.
Shut up, we can
use it. Oh no, Christmas has happened, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Christmas next year.
But it means we can use it for our homebrew.
And for the audience, they may be interested, is Ben has arrived. He is surveying our studio audience, all of them. Giving them a good sniff.
Just, Ben has arrived.
Just tie him out the way if you're sick of him.
So yes, this is Northern Alchemy Coffee Bean Imperial Stout. It is 10.5% in a 330ml bottle.
I'm just going to deal with a cat.
And it was £5.75 from a shop.
It was from Central at Central Station.
Yes, with all their many beers in there. So yeah, if you're getting a train from Newcastle Central Station, there is a beer shop right there. You don't even need to leave the platform.
And it's got loads of beers in and seem to be getting even more than a table full today. That more than just a table full.
A table full of beers.
And stuff like that. So,
are you eating the previous pairing's worth of food?
Yeah.
You're going to ruin your palate.
So you smell this, and funnily enough, it smells of coffee.
And it's very black, as you'd expect. You cannot see through it.
Yeah.
With an alright head.
It's as black as them miners.
So, in terms of
from the
as
last
black
one.
As miners from the last one?
Yeah, from the last beer.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing what's it called, a callback? I'm being like trendy.
It's like when they've been mining and they've got the coal on their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like hard work and
yeah,
because you know us lefties don't know what hard work is.
Yeah,
so
I'm right-handed.
Oh yeah, see, I'm right-handed, but people call me a loony left.
Yeah,
like, well, I don't write with my left.
Yeah.
The coffee smell is.
It smells of cold coffee.
Actual cold coffee as well. It's not like it's
yeah.
It's incredibly roasted coffee smell. You know, like when you go into Costa Coffee and you've got that. The wall of coffee smell.
I'm just amused that the cat just keep going over doorway. Guest to something he's not interested. Ben, as
he's making the floor messy.
Oh, that's all right. As long as he's not annoying people, that's fine.
He's wet as well.
Oh, right.
And dirty.
I love
your dirty cat.
One of the main things to say about podcasts when you read like the stuff to say what you should do with them is say, keep animals out the way so they do not disturb the podcast.
Why? It makes it better.
Well, for high quality podcasts, they shouldn't, but.
High quality podcasts shouldn't. Well, we don't listen to them.
But we're not a high quality podcast.
No.
So, yeah, very much a really big coffee smell there.
And a really good coffee, but slightly smoky flavour.
Am I getting smoke? I don't know if I'm getting smoke, to be honest.
Just. Like a lift, or is it?
I think you. I'm gonna look like. You know how we. You know. I really am getting like a dark, treacly sort of taste with coffee.
The more I taste it, maybe it's not smoke.
I think.
It's a very heavy flavour, though, a very dark flavour.
Compared to other, it definitely has like a, it tastes like it's got a boozy kick to it.
Yeah, kind of.
Just kick him off, don't. We just have to tell the studio audience, you can just call me cat down on the floor. Respectfully for the
audience. Yeah, don't like boot him across the room.
Because see, it's like evidence to the entire world.
I want to say it tastes like an incredibly strong coffee.
It does. Can we pause this podcast? Yeah. I'm just going to kick the cat out. 95.
Okay.
So the cat has destroyed our audience's trousers with oil by the looks of it. He's been playing near an oil field.
Yeah, or he's been on an oil rig and it's destroyed.
Yes.
And, you know.
So, no, I can't.
No, yeah, we're meant to be pairing it with the other one,
yes.
Not that
so,
one. So, I don't know if it's really boozy kick. You're not going to drink lots of it. It has got that.
What percentage? It was like 11%, wasn't it?
It was 10, 10.5%.
So if we round up 11%, so I was right.
Yeah.
Because it's a 5, you have to round up, even though it means it's a dead middle, so you could round down and it makes...
Depends, if I was right, if I said 10, then would have rounded down.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It's like got the government,
it depends which way it is. It depends if they want it to be lower or higher.
Yeah. Are you saying you're now the government?
I am of this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I can call you Sugar Tits if I want to get you.
Oh, okay.
And get you to go out and buy dildos.
Are you looking at porn on your laptop as well?
No.
No, is it your secretary? No.
You mix two ministers there.
Two ministers. Oh, controversial.
I'm the one that gets my underling, you, to go out and buy dildos. And I call you Sugar Tits.
In terms of the beer, you're not going to drink lots of it. I think a bottle, and you'd be satisfied. You know it's strong. It's got them heavy flavours. It's not designed to drink lots of.
I think just, I don't know if...
It's got a strong coffee flavour.
It's one of those things, and it's like quite often happens. Porter, a stout, a porter with coffee. We've tasted it over and over again in terms of different beers. And this... Definitely tastes of coffee. You definitely get that proper coffee hit. It's not like a stout with Nescafe or something.
No. Would you put...
No, but
Nescafe stout.
Sometimes you taste a coffee beer and what you get is...
Cheap coffee flavours.
You get these gimmicky flavours. Yeah. And I don't think this tastes of... No, they've got a good, good coffee.
It tastes of good, fresh coffee.
So I think if you were wanting sort of... a luxury tasting coffee stout, then this isn't it. But if you're wanting something that tastes of coffee, that I like coffee, coffee, and really punches you with that sort of flavour profile and then with other stuff, that's there. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Now the bit that we never like to do, that we should have just got rid of.
I mean, we should have really.
Oh, not the podcast. I was on about where we're going.
Stop racing the heads. It's just like I want a black one.
So we are pairing it with wine gums.
I've got a red wine gum. I couldn't find the black wine gum.
Well, because they might not have black ones. These ones.
What kind of wine gums don't have a black wine gum?
The Morrison's ones.
Well, Morrison's. I want the black ones back.
Morrison's meat pies don't have meat in it.
What?
Well, whenever I get them, I fucking don't.
But the Cumberland sausage rolls aren't pork sausage rolls either. I've had that argument with them before as well.
What?
Bought some pork. Offer on pork sausage rolls and Morrison's, so I picked the Cumberland ones up and had to argue that they had pork in. I didn't mean them ones, it meant the pork ones. I was pork in that. What's in them sausages then?
Pork in a different spice profile.
Exactly. Pork sausage rolls.
I hope you argued it. Did you get your money?
Well, I made a walk around the shop and get her some and apologise for the crap signage.
We're twats, aren't we?
Morrison's just shouldn't be shit. Like, they spent all that money in terms of the logo and you're still shit.
Anyway, where are we going to put this on the board?
Somewhere over there, but I'm not sure if it's where. I've really not got an idea because I don't think I'd drink this again. But that's because coffee porters are not my favourite kind of. Flavour profile.
See, I love coffee beers. My problem is I don't tend to drink them because I've got coffee here and I drink beer at night.
See, don't get me wrong, I like having them when I have them, but I don't know. See, the previous beer to me was slightly nicer.
Out of all the beers tonight, if you were to lay the beers out and you say pick one, this would be the one I'd pick. So I would put this 62,
that's lower than the previous two.
67. I'd put this at 67.
Would you really?
Yes.
So where on earth did we rate the previous two?
I'm mashed.
You're mashed?
I've got alcoholism.
And all you've done is drink today.
Yes.
Because it's been a day off.
Yes. So I would go 67.
I'll let you have that because right. to be honest, the flavours, the craft behind it is
right.
Worth it.
Are we going to pause this?
Yeah.
And get back to you in a moment?
Yeah, that's very professional. Are we going to pause this?
I'm going to edit that out. Possibly.
Here's a little ditty. It's the sum up. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
For somebody that's not your style, you've drunk that quick.
I had less in my glass than you.
Oh, that's your excuse.
Yeah.
So about three beers, like normal. We started off.
Do realise we say that nearly every week. We've had three beers like normal. No shit.
Well, sometimes there has been like one episode where we had four.
Yeah.
So it is once, not the norm. The first was hemorrhoids.
We've not hemorrhoids. It was. I need it now. Humaloid double IPA.
Hemorrhoid IPA by Cloudwater. No, Beavertown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beavertown.
Beavertown.
Don't get the brewery wrong, we'll get pissed off at that one.
Yes.
That's Beavertown not sponsoring us.
I don't think we're good at sponsors anyway.
Well,
we should talk about our sponsors.
We should do.
Our sponsor this week is Box Social. They have a fantastic, brewery. They have a fantastic tap rooms as well. Our sponsors are always going to be people we like. If we don't like them, we'll tell you. We've always said if Green King sponsors us, we'll let it. But
we'll tell you.
But we definitely like that brewery. They do some staple beers, both on cask and keg, and they also do a couple of like more zany beers. That tend to be good whenever we've had them.
Yeah, they're. Little bar in Newcastle's all right. It's
funny. If you want to know where that is, it's round the back of the station, really.
Yeah, if you find the Telegraph, it's opposite and a little bit more along.
So if you've got one of those Google malarkeys.
Yeah, Google Box Social and you find
Google malarkeys or one of them pair devices.
Or if you're not entirely sure, you know, give us an email and we'll draw you a
little
map.
Oh, that's a good one to say where we have email addresses.
We do.
We have. Sharks at formalshark.co.uk.
Twitter at, and that's not an at symbol, that's the OK symbol, at formalsharks.
Because in the next coming weeks, we will have hopefully a piece on the Portman Group.
Oh, yes.
Talking about emails. After I emailed a ranty email to the Portman Group about their whole thing about.
And actually got a reply.
The Tiny Rebel. Yeah, that's what made a shit myself. About the Tiny Rebel thing that's happened. If you don't know about that, you might want to do some reading. Type in Tiny Rebel into the Google News and it'll come up about them in the Portman Group. But we will have that coming up in a future show, hopefully. It should be some more interesting, more educatedness than our normal talking about beer and then laughing and jolt.
There are other search engines, but they are shit.
Yeah, who else?
Yeah, you can't just use the word Google.
But can we not the BBC?
We're not sponsored by them yet.
We're not
sponsored by them. We need to get sponsored by them, then we can use them.
Oh, so we're never
going to
use them.
So we can just say, you know, Google or Bing it or Ask it or Yo Mama.
Does Ask Jeeves still exist?
Lycos.
Does Ask Jeeves still exist?
I don't know.
Remember when I was at school, this is how long ago it was, one of the kids typed in. People in our typed in askjews.com and it was a website at the time.
Well, it probably still is.
Telling you all about Judaism.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I was like, why can't I not like ask this random stuff? One, it's ask.com, you moron.
Wait, it's
plus
seven characters.
Plus, go on Google.
Yeah, it is much better.
Yes.
But we're not sponsored by them. We're sponsored by Box Social.
Yes, we're sponsored by Box Social.
Because they're
Box Social is a far better brewery, but their search engine is crap.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. I think that kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is.
And
every time I've went to their website and typed something and tried to search something that's not to do with their business.
So, are you one of them awful people they're going to sit through their website and go, why is somebody searching horny women on our website? Because it happens. You know it happens.
I don't know. I don't look through our logs to see what people have...
I'm pretty sure if we had a search option, somebody would search horny women in it.
Well, no, I shouldn't really say that. Remind me of the day. I was on my computer.
Where at? Home or work?
At home. Well, on my phone, because I don't do anything on my computer now. I went on some dubious websites, and then I came off, and then... a few minutes later, then I realised I was just surfing the net. And I realised that the sort of whole thing of it was like, dubious websites, and then I was like looking into the Middle East or something like that. And I was thinking about that. They're like, what a freak, what a pervert.
He's looking at dubious websites and then the Middle Eastern conflicts.
Yes. I don't know what... Do you need... Are you meant to have like a pause before you're like...
The question is...
I'm doing things to represent...
So you're right-handed. Do you have to hold your phone with your left hand?
I'm not discussing with our viewers my habits on my phone.
On your phone.
But all I was saying was it just must be this weird thing.
So you've got some weird selfie stick that attaches to your head and holds it in front of you.
So I was just wondering. I wonder what, like, after the point of... material that's
what were you even going to say? After, he was doing an arm motion of like the point of no return.
Yes, after something's been on a naughty website, I wonder what is like the things of what people look at afterwards.
Well, I mean, we just need to look at your phone.
It's not like the Middle East or like,
but that's because you've got weird fetishes.
Well, no, because at that point, it's like, oh, what am I
going
to do?
You're still horny and want to keep going.
Is this a beer podcast on my weird life?
You just get halfway through and go, you know, I'm going to figure out if Israel has a capital city and what it is.
Yes. You know, it's like, oh. Now let's see where we should put the embassy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what it's like. Should we end this show? The first show, what I've worked out is the first show of the new year is as bad as all the rest. I feel sorry for anybody that's still listening.
I mean, if people are still subscribed and actually listening to this, we're sorry.
If you like beer and this is the only podcast you listen to, there's other ones out there that describe beer far better. If you like our crack, fair enough.
And no other podcast has our crack.
Yeah, well, no other podcast has our crack.
Yeah,
but there's far better about beer.
Yeah, there is.
We're honest. The other fuckers won't be.
No.
These are now going to go off to sea.
Like, listen. They're not going to see it. They're going to listen.
No, because what they do is when they listen to this, we're so descriptive. And when we describe these beers, they can mentally picture them. I don't know why I closed my eyes for that.
You closed your eyes and had like a whole like orgasm face. It was kind of horrendous.
Did we say good night to these people? Or good day, depending. They might be going to work.
Poor guys.
She's got work.
Poor folk. Yeah. Right. Have a nice day at work.
Bye. You've been listening to Let's Drink the Formal Shot, a formal track production written and performed by Phil and Bob and edited by Phil. And Phil, by dubious websites, meant porn.
Naked ladies.